Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
We're keeping patriotism alive because everybody else seems to want to kill it. Welcome to the Playhouse. Here we go.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear
him.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a high-powered unit packed into this small space.
Well. That describes this place.
Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the August 5th edition already. Can you believe it? Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. There's a reason that Complete is the perfect name for this place, because not only are they in the collision repair business, and I actually think maybe Dan's mom was trying to help this show. She meant to have a minor accident so she could go to Complete Auto Body, and sadly, it
took a little too far.
Yes, she took it too far. Yeah. So that car, I saw the pictures. Sorry, no Complete Auto Body for that car.
Hey!
Well, let's go around the room here counterclockwise, starting with the control board operator, who for 19 years lived in Great Britain, and 10 of those he lived in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
We will get to Bill Cleveland shortly. Where is he, Dan, today?
I don't know.
Does he know where he is?
Or maybe just not.
Riding in the car and not sure.
Maybe I'm still up in Wisconsin.
Well, we'll find out pretty quickly. Behind the... I already miss Alyssa. I liked having her here.
I know.
Yeah. Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans.
No, you
I almost said car loans again, on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
He's probably held more jobs than... Maybe should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for holding more jobs than maybe anybody. He's had 38 that we know of prior to these. These meaning he has, yes, multiple jobs now. Let me tell you what they are. First of all, he's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Second, he's our newsman on this show. And he has a third job that's actually his full-time job. It's not even here. That's why I can't even ever remember what it is. I need help. Oh, there it is. Yes, the theme music from the Rockford Files, where Jim Rockford was a very successful and clever private investigator, and so is this guy, who looks, if you've never met him, folks, a lot like Jim Rockford. No, wait, I'm thinking of somebody else. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
You know, when you mentioned Alyssa, she's an opera singer, you know, she's a very talented opera singer.
Oh, yeah.
And when she and when she dropped a massive size piece of Dan's birthday German chocolate cake on the ground yesterday, she dropped it on the carpet yesterday after the show was over. She made a sound that only an opera singer can make. I tried to imitate. She goes. But it was about 9 octaves higher than that. That's what she did.
And Nora, if you're listening, it was just a little piece.
Yeah.
Okay. She didn't drop the whole cake on the floor.
You know, the first thing I thought of when you said, it's already August 5th, can you believe that? First thing I thought in my head was, 3 months from now, you'd be like, and Bertarelli Color and Supply, that perfect Christmas gift, those thermo scanners.
Well,
Christmas,
you know what?
Just around the corner.
It's not that far away. It's just not.
Hello and thank you to the Law Office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted cancer after using the weed killer Roundup. And even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you. And the Law Office of Scott Sherman specializes in handling class action lawsuits like Roundup cases. And they are standing by if you or a loved one think you might be eligible. They're also accepting inquiries on class action suits on users of Zantac and Ranitidine. To find out if you're eligible, just shoot them a quick email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisements.
You haven't stumbled or messed up that ranitidine. And that's a tough word, ranitidine.
It's ranitidine.
I can't even say it. Ranitidine.
Right.
That's a tough one.
I asked Bill where he was. He said America.
Damn right he is.
That's a good story.
He's in Egg Harbor, Door County, Wisconsin.
Ah. Well, he behemoth is in charge of security. He's actually traveling with Bill to protect him because, you know, Bill's pretty famous now. He speaks, you know, does radio, books, that kind of thing. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse's hind end.
No, I think that's a good idea. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Rat Boy's here. He was with Bill. He's here now. He was there briefly up in Door County, and if you remember, Bill told us yesterday a particular, I guess it's a fruit, that they grow a lot of there. And Rat Boy now is trying to create, it was cherries. That's what they, they're famous for, their cherries. Cherry flavored, what were you building?
Cheese.
Cherry flavored cheese.
Oh.
That actually sounds like it's got potential.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get on that, Rat Boy. Would you please show your appreciation for these guys? You can hear them now. Hear them? Listen. There they are. Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
We are brought to you by Complete Auto Body. Complete Auto Body is, yes, in the collision repair business. They do tremendous body work, and they're also in the complete auto service business. You know, they do brakes and tires and oil changes and all that stuff. And I got a, it's brief, but it's pretty powerful from John, a listener who just says, he wrote me about a bunch of other stuff. And then he said, by the way, I took my car to Complete Auto Body, and I can't wait for you to see it. He wants me to see it. That's how proud he is. He says, maybe I could meet you at First Community Credit Union, and you can see what they did. You can just tell he's blown away by the work, what they did to his 2019 Infiniti Q90. Well, John, we just may be able to do that if it's the First Community down in the valley, because it's not out of my way, and I'd love to see the vehicle. I don't know how much damage was done, but it was obvious when I saw his email. He is completely blown away and thrilled with their work, and you will be too. I don't know much about a lot of body shops. I've had my share of cars in for body work. And usually it's okay, but it's not always perfect. There's really not an excuse now for not doing perfect body work, but sadly, some places don't. They get in a hurry, or they want to cut corners. They want to save some money and charge you more. Complete Auto Body has a terrific reputation, and here's how I'll tell you what pushed me over the edge and why I wanted to get them on this show. Years ago, a few years ago, when John Londoff had told me that they didn't have a body shop anymore, and I thought, well, I kind of thought all the car dealers had their own body shop. And he said, because there's no way we found that we could do the quality work that Complete does. Their work is so perfect. That's what we want for our customers. So if a customer has to have body work done, Complete does it for John Landolf. Now, here's what else they do for other people besides just individuals like you and me. They do fleet work, all of the service, all the body work when necessary for company fleet vehicles. So if you have a company, and let's say you have 10 trucks or vans or cars, or you have 100, or you have 500. And you say, well, there's no way that they could really do a great job servicing 500 vehicles. Yes, they can, because they do fleet work for 37 companies, and one of those companies has 1,100 vehicles, and they service all of them at Complete. And they service them well, because when companies have vehicles, those vehicles need to be on the road and working, because when they're not, you're losing money. And you want them safe, and you want the work done right, because downtime is not your friend when you're a company with a fleet of vehicles. So whether you have just your own personal vehicle, or you're a company with dozens or hundreds, Complete Auto Body, they're in Hazelwood, Delwood, and St. Peter's. And don't forget that in addition to collision repair, they also do brakes, tires, oil, inspections, safety, emissions, all that stuff. And they have their own towing company, which really makes it nice, so that in the midst of this pandemic, there are people who do not want to come in contact with other people. They have touchless pickup and delivery. They will come and get your vehicle, pick it up, bring it back to you, and nobody touches anybody if you're one of those people. And I don't mean to say that like I think you're nuts. You have every right to be that way. And if you are, they'll accommodate you. They own A to B Towing, a terrific towing company. I know because I used them recently when I had the vehicle taken to Complete Auto Body. So keep that in mind, will you? CompleteAutoBody.com. That would be, actually, it's CompleteAB.com. 314-731-7999. Complete Auto Body.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangalore.
He's still up in Wisconsin, I guess, according to Dan. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. Bill Cleveland's brought to you by Window World. Getting real close to the big trivia night a week from Friday. As you know, I hope you know, it's the number one selling replacement window in the country. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. From somewhere on the road, Bill Cleveland. All right, so where are you exactly?
So I am in a community called Egg Harbor, Wisconsin. Ever heard of it?
I don't know. Think I have. Why Egg Harbor? Why is it called that?
Man, you ask me questions.
Well, I always like to know why things are called what they are.
Yeah, that's a good. I don't know. It's one of the 12 or 15 communities or villages, I guess they call them, in Door County. So
it's on the water, obviously, right?
Yeah, part of it is on the on the water.
What's the temperature up there? Is it cool up there now? What's the temperature up there?
So today's high, I believe, was 73 degrees, which
pretty much like here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And I was up and about early this morning playing some pickleball, and it was in the, I would say, mid-50s. It was just perfect.
You'd be proud of me. I played pickleball this morning in Baldwin Park.
Oh, okay.
They don't have pickleball courts, but we took our painter's tape and we marked off the kitchen line and just played that way.
On a tennis court.
Yeah. We've done that before. Yeah, when there's not a court available, take blue painter's tape. It just takes 5 minutes. Mark it off and play.
Absolutely. So I'm going to give folks a little travel tip here. And so I have now a favorite new thing that I never leave the house with out when I go on
mask.
A trip, and it's called it. Well, that is true. I bring the mask along. And by the way, God, I just caught a look at myself in one of those up close mirrors. They have one in the room here. You know what those things are? Like you see like every
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that women wear.
Magnified.
They pluck their eyebrows and stuff with them.
Oh, my God.
I hate those.
I think I need to keep the mask on for the next 50 years. It was frightening to look at. So it's called a foam roller. Do you know what this is?
Nope.
Okay, so a lot of people use it, I think, like when they do yoga or something, but it's exactly what it is. It's a, it's for your back.
Oh,
so,
I do know what it is. My wife has one of these. I do know what it is.
Oh, my goodness. This is right before I came on the air with you, I just laid on the floor and used it, and pop, 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 pop. It just aligns your back, and you lay on it, so you let your weight, rest on the roller.
Right.
You put your hands under your head to protect your neck, and then you just basically roll it up and down your back, and it is the greatest thing. $20 at Dick's Sporting Goods. Great investment.
Wow. They should write you a check. That's a good endorsement.
It's great. So let's talk a little bit about food up here in Door County. And Frank, you may know some of this because you've been up here before. So first of all, do you know what a fish boil is?
I do. They're usually done with brown paper and it's got more than fish in it. And they kind of throw it out, right? And everybody just partakes right off the paper or something. Is that sort of close?
Sort of. So it's a real big production up here. So they cook them in this, and I don't know, I guess it's a metal, I guess it could be wood, but it's basically they put all the fish out in this like barrel thing, and they boil it. And when they start to boil it, it puts up this gigantic flame. And a lot of restaurants up here will do this where, so everybody knows that, 7 o'clock every Wednesday night and Saturday night at 7 o'clock every week, people will gather for these fish boils, and just to see the big kaboom, with the fire going up. And then, some places, now I didn't do this time. I did it the last time that I was up here, and it's white fish, which I'm not a big fan of white fish. It just doesn't taste that great to me. But the thing that I didn't like about it, and I guess not everybody does this, but some places you have to actually clean the fish yourself. In other words, you got to pick the bones out of the fish.
No, I like somebody else to do that. And by the way, I was wrong. I have not done a fish boil. I'm thinking of like a shrimp boil or something. So yeah, I'm not familiar with this. But I like white fish, and I'll tell you why. It's not, and I know this sounds weird when people say this, it's not fishy. It's not strong. It's bland.
Sure. Yes, it's very bland.
Yeah.
maybe that's why I didn't like it. But, it's a very big deal up here, and everybody who comes up here, you got to do it just once, there's a place called Al Johnson's. You ever heard of this place? They make Swedish pancakes, and it's been around since, I want to say, the 50s. And the cool thing about Al Johnson's up here in Door County, when you drive by the restaurant, you look up, and you'll notice that something's a little bit different. And you look up, and you'll notice they have goats on the roof of their restaurant.
Live goats?
And yes, live goats.
You don't see that every day.
No, you do not.
You don't see that at any guns. Goats walking around on the roof.
Yeah, they and apparently it started as a joke many, many, many years ago. Again, back maybe in the 50s or 60s when this place opened, a friend of the owner put a goat up on the roof, and the owner just said, "Oh, that's actually kind of cool." And I guess they kept bringing more and more goats. So there's a farm nearby, and every morning they pull the trailer up, and whenever any of the goats that want to jump on the trailer to go up on the roof for the day, that's what they do.
How come they don't fall off?
If one of the goat falls off, do the rest of them follow and fall off too? Is that just sheep?
I don't know.
I've been up on the roof. I went up on the roof last time with the goats, and there's no barrier. But I mean, how stupid. I guess they got to know that it's they're jumping to their death. But no, I don't think anyone has jumped off. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It's kind of like the mules at the Grand Canyon. People are like, well, what if they jump off? Well, I don't think there's ever been a report of a mule jumping off the ledge in the Grand Canyon.
I'm surprised more don't fall off the ledge, because they walk right on the edge of that Grand Canyon. It's scary.
But they call them sure-footed mules. That's just the way their feet are. They're pretty resistant to falling off. I guess I don't think they've ever reported a death of a mule.
So the place with the goats on the roof, they don't serve goat meat or something, do they?
No. Okay. No, not that I know of. It's all Swedish food, but the best part is the pancakes, and the difference is that they're square, and I can't remember the name of the sauce that they put on them, but you can get it. I know you can get it at IKEA. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's really good.
I know a guy who serves, who when he has annual summer barbecues, he serves baby goat as the entree.
Around the part of the country?
He's from Bulgaria.
Do people know it's goat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's special order.
You know what? If you cook it right,
I've had it.
Why not? Is it good?
It's very greasy.
Yeah. Yeah, they eat goat in Jamaica.
Oh, yes. Lots
old
of goat.
Old goat mutton, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember, Dan, every buffet, when we go to these trips, every buffet had goat meat on it.
Yes, it did.
And goat
they
milk.
Taste like chicken? Is that kind of the
No.
It's greasier. No, greasier.
Yeah. And our bus one year hit a goat.
Yes.
When we were going, driving back to the airport.
Yeah, we had a bunch of listeners went on one of our trips, and on the bus, we hit a goat and killed it. We all felt kind of bad.
Yeah.
But we weren't driving.
Have you ever heard the joke, but you have sex with one goat?
Just one goat.
Yeah. Oh.
You can build 100 bridges. Yeah. Go ahead.
So tomorrow morning, I'm very excited. I'm going to get up early, and I'm going to try what Good Morning America calls the best breakfast in America.
Now, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to this. So there's a place called the White Gull Inn. It's like a bed and breakfast, but it's they have a restaurant. It's open to the public right in Fish Creek, which is in Door County. And they serve a dish called cherry stuffed French toast. And it's French toast stuffed with cherries and cream cheese.
No.
Cheese. Wow.
That's right, Rat Boy. I'm sorry. Maybe good.
You know, these people that take pictures of their food on Instagram, or Facebook. I've only done that one time in my life, and it was when I was in Florida on vacation with my family, and it was crab cakes, eggs Benedict.
Ooh,
and it was the most, with some orange, it was the most amazing thing I've ever tasted in my life. And I've never seen a restaurant serve it since.
Does this place have regular breakfast, like waffles and scrambled eggs and stuff? They do,
but it's interesting. I just for kicks, I went online to Yelp or one of those review sites, and almost every single person said, "Holy crap, you have got to get this French toast." They just raved and raved and raved.
And how did you describe it? Like the best breakfast in the world? Is that what you said?
Well, this is so. Good Morning America, the television show, did a contest a couple of years ago, and of all of the places that they had that people could vote and write in about, this was the place that won here in Dorchester.
Why is it when you're on vacation, at least to me, the best meal of the day is a good breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it tastes 10 times better than it could ever taste at home.
Because when you're at home, though, how often do you get up and make a full breakfast?
And that's a pain.
Your wife, I know, probably.
She cooks all the time. No, it's a pain. It is. Yeah. And I get that, but boy, I've had some breakfast on vacation, and I just thought, man, I could just sit here and eat this breakfast all day. Just for some reason, it's like a hot dog at the ballpark tastes better than it does anywhere else. Breakfast on vacation is just better.
You bet. And then just lastly, I did pick some cherries today. It is the end of cherry season.
Don't eat
here
the pits.
In Door County. I did not eat the pit, but it was actually kind of fun walking around. You just pull them right off the tree and eat them, and it was great. They're a little sweet. They're more tart, apparently, at the start of the season, but to me, better sweet than tart. But
didn't George Washington tomorrow, cut one of those down, didn't he?
No, he did not. That is a rumor.
That's a lie.
I know.
We were lied to. Yeah. All of us as kids were lied to about that. That never happened, that chopping that tree down. I cannot tell a lie. Well, that was a lie.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah. From childhood.
Fake news. I actually have that right in front of me. It was a myth created by a man named Parson Mason Weems, who wrote the story in a biography of President Washington to illustrate his integrity and honesty.
Wow.
There you go.
When I went to school, they taught it to us like it was a fact. We never once were told, it was made up.
To talk about his integrity and honesty, so he lied about George Washington.
That's right, tomorrow I will join you one more day from Door County, but I will have some trivia. We're going to do some true or false trivia questions, a little trivia contest.
You are fake news.
There we go. Bill, that wasn't at you. I just found the sound effect. My bad. Okay. Sorry, dude.
All right. Well, have a great afternoon from beautiful Door County. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
He almost sounded like he wanted to move there. He liked it a lot, didn't he? It is. I have been up there once, and I'm telling you, it's odd.
The winters up there. Ooh.
They're cold, and they do talk different. I spent one night there, and I went into a little place to get the dinner or something, and I thought, where the heck am I? They just sounded strange.
My best friend is a preacher and lives in Wisconsin, and he's raised his two sons there. And when they were in, about 5 years ago, when they were in like eighth grade or just going into high school, they had a board against the door, next to the door on the wall, and they would put a mark on it for every day that they walked out the front door and there was snow on the ground. And it got up to over 120.
Yeah, no, oh, thank you. I'll pass on that. All right, indulge me here for a minute while I just talk about, first of all, I got home after work yesterday.
And as most people do.
Did you get some?
Well, no, you don't know that. Most people don't get home after work. Some That's people true. Might stop up at a bar.
Some people might die on the way home as well.
Was your wife? Get back.
But was, it was.
Was she waiting for you?
Nope.
No.
Fake news.
Yeah, but I'll tell you who was waiting for. My grandson was waiting for me. Now, I know to a lot of people this is not going to be interesting, but I'm a firm believer. You know how I am about the gun thing. I think the more you know about guns, the better, and I think that every girl and boy should be taught to respect guns, be scared of guns, how to shoot guns and whatever. And you know that one of my favorite places in the world is Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. Plug, plug, plug. They're right in the heart of Osage Beach. So less than a week ago, I bought a new rifle. And my son called me and said, can we come over, meaning him and his son, my grandson, he wants to shoot your new rifle. And I said, sure. And I took some video of it, and I didn't put it on our Facebook page. I might and I might not, because I don't know to most people how interesting it is. But it's, at least where I grew up in the South, handing down a gun, father to son or grandfather's gun, is kind of a big deal. It's like a piece of jewelry or something. And I have a handgun that my favorite uncle gave me. It's a first handgun that I ever had, and he gave it to me when I was 12. And I know that by today's rules, my uncle would probably go to prison if he gave a 12-year-old a handgun. But he did, as a graduation gift from grade school. And I kept that thing in my bedroom, and I went out every weekend to the old coal mines, and I put up targets, and I got pretty good with it. Never killed another student, never hurt myself. So to watch my grandson hold that, and it's a .22 caliber high standard 9-shot revolver. It was just a big kick for me to watch him, not by himself, because he's 7.
He was supervised,
and if you
right?
would see the video, you'd see he's well supervised. But I don't know. It's kind of like watching a kid catch. When Theo catches his first fish.
Right.
I've never seen a kid who wasn't excited catching a fish, ever. They get so excited doing that. And it'll be up to you whether or not he ever gets to see what it's like to fire a gun. But right. I have a vivid memory of the first gun I ever fired. It was also a .22 caliber revolver, and it was my Uncle Bernie's gun, and he took me out to a riverbank. And, wow, I'll never forget. I just thought this is the coolest thing ever, is to fire a gun and watch it and actually hit a target. And when you hit the target, it's like, you feel like a marksman.
Right.
At Pistols Plus, a week ago, on the wall, there's a little pink rifle, .22 rifle, for girls, little girls. I will have a granddaughter in less than a week, probably. I will probably get her that little rifle. Now, there are people that think, well, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Of course, she's not going to fire it for a while. But one day, when she's older, I think that would be great if she learned how to properly respect, to store, to keep, to fire, and use a weapon. And I will never convince people who hate guns otherwise. But for the rest of you, gun sales continue to go through the roof. I told you, I warned you the other day about the new question on the form. They're going to ask you about sex, male, female, or non-binary. Be ready for that. I know. Nothing surprises me anymore. And the fact that the government would put that on a form to buy a gun, I guess doesn't surprise me. I guess you should be glad that there aren't eight sex choices, that there are only three. But if you do go to the lake, and lots of you are, please, please stop in at Pistols Plus. Tell them that you heard about them on the show. I would appreciate that, and you're going to like it a lot. And by the way, for those of you who, and every once in a while somebody will email me and say, well, what do you think about this price on a gun? And I found it for $20 less here. Let me tell you something. When you buy anything, especially firearms, and there's not a personal connection or somebody involved who can advise you properly, I think that's a big mistake, unless you know a lot about guns yourself and ammo. So Pistols Plus, Osage Beach. I think you'll be glad you discovered this place. Gold is at like $2,050. Now, the reason I
mentioned
this is for 15 or 20 years, and for several years, gold sat at like $1,200 an ounce, and now it's over $2,000.
Wow.
I went into, I won't name the store, it's here in St. Louis, but it's a reputable place where you take, and I took some silver coins in there. I've never seen as many people in one of these. Everybody's taking in their grandmother's jewelry that they've had and cashing it out because of the price of gold.
Wow.
It's higher than I think it's ever been.
It's the highest ever. 2045 closing today.
Yeah, in history. So
per ounce.
Just folks, just be sure you don't get ripped off, because there are lots of, when this happens and gold goes up, there are a lot of places that'll rip you off.
Remember that guy we used to work with at the old place a while back? He said his big thing was, and I don't remember what year it was, gold was down quite a bit.
Yeah.
He said, buy gold. No matter what you do, buy gold.
Well, and that's fine if you can wait, like we've had to for this, 20 years, if you have that kind of time. But it was just interesting to see. I was trying to watch some of the stuff people came in and were taking out of bags and stuff, putting on the counter. You could tell they've been sitting on this stuff. Maybe it was left to them. Maybe it's just sitting in the jewelry box, but they're finally bringing it in. So if you have any of that stuff and that's interesting to you, maybe now might be the time. I'm gonna tell a joke that Travis reminded me. I was going to tell another one, but Travis called earlier from Galveston, Texas, and he made fun of my memory. That's okay, because it's shot. And he said, Frank, I can't remember 2 days ago, but you remember the name of the girl in high school that fainted when she watched that film. You're right, Travis, but the memory thing caused me to think of this joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I think I know maybe five or six memory jokes. This has to be my favorite one. And it's guys sitting around, and the subject of memory comes up. Now, what's the name of the famous actress who has total recall? Mary Lou Henner, is that who it is? She has absolute 98% recall of every day of her life.
Wow.
And they know of five people that they've studied who have this. So that comes up, that topic, and there's a guy in the group of this group of guys who says, you know, he says, I have a pretty good memory. I can remember back when I was 4 years old. And he says, I vividly remember it was my four candles on the cake, and I remember that day clearly. And another guy says, well, that's not that big a deal. I remember being three. And he explains something that they vivid recollection from three. And then another guy in the group, he says, well, that's not that impressive. I remember being born. And the other guy said, oh, come on. He goes, no. I remember coming out of my mom and sticking my head out. And I remember I was all gooey and sticky with stuff. And I can still describe to you the what the doctor looked like and the room, the stainless steel and the lights. And the other guy goes, wow, that's something, man. There can't be anybody else with a memory like that. Remember being born. And the one other guy in the group goes, yes, there is somebody who can top that. And it's me. They said, how do you top that? How do you top remembering being born? He goes, I remember when I was a sperm. And the other guy said, what? He said, oh yeah. Oh, I absolutely remember. And the other guys just look at him and go, what are you talking about? You were a sperm. He goes, yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember going to the prom with my dad and going home with my mom. All right, let's go. Running about a minute late, but we'll get it all, get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy says. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff. They're closed only on Monday. If you're going to have lunch at dinner at Annie Gunn's, you need a reservation. Remember that I told you that. And make it. You'll be glad you did. And gift cards. Sell a lot of them, thousands every year. Anybody would love a gift card from Annie Gunn's at the Smokehouse Market. Here he is, Mike Evans. Sorry, they're about a minute late. How you doing?
What?
You heard me. I said
I didn't hear you.
I said we're about a minute late. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Well, then I'll get right to it. By the way, today is National Underwear Day. Oh. I'd like to report I am Commando, my whole life Commando.
You know what's interesting? And I rarely can I say this. I'm wearing today brand new, never before, right out of the package underwear. And I didn't even know it was Underwear Day. How about that?
I've never worn underwear. Don't believe in it.
You said that.
Boys, the tea bags need to hang loose, honey.
I think I remember you said that before. That's very strange that. You've never worn underwear?
I'm from Hawaii.
Okay, but
I wore swimming trunks as a kid. You just never wore your shorts. Yeah, you
know, wow.
Underwear. Yeah. Okay. You know, in St. Louis, it gets cold. You know, you get the wrinkle turn into a raisin. Love Nuggets, the long rumor, Will Smith had an affair with Margot Robbie. That's getting much louder. Margot Robbie does not confirm it, but. She's not denying
you,
it either.
You did that same story yesterday. Mm-hmm. Exact same story.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Well, then I'm going to tell you something else. Okay. Very weird, sad love nugget. Jennifer Aniston says that all she's ever wanted is a man to love her and a child to raise.
Oh.
At 51 years of age, and she says she hasn't found either. And at the age of 51, even adoption now seems like a long shot. That's really sad because Jennifer Aniston is really a very nice girl, very nice lady.
Well, I like her.
Another day and more Ellen DeGeneres fallout, or as Dodger announcer Vin Scully would say, and the suspense goes one more notch. So today, Ellen said that she has no plans of stepping down. Her producers said they would probably stand by her. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Hours later, Ellen's ratings came out, and they were the lowest in the show's history. And there's more. Word of a couple of national sponsors that are reconsidering renewing their 2021 Ellen sponsorship. And wait, there's more. Ellen's DJ, Tony Okunboa, who worked on the show two different times for a total of 9 years, has confirmed the toxic atmosphere and Ellen's bad behavior, and he plans to write a book. Odds and ends, beware of the coronavirus. Did I say beware of the coronavirus?
You did.
Wow, I was wrong. Let me take that back. Before the coronavirus, Ariana Grande played a 97-city tour called the Sweetheart Tour. It drew 1.3 million fans. And every show was filmed by 28 cameras, and now Netflix is negotiating to make the concert a TV special. I think that could be very, very good, actually.
She's pretty talented. She really is.
Oh, yeah, she is. Netflix has also greenlighted a prequel of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It will concentrate on Nurse Ratched before she worked at the Cuckoo's Nest. And she was quite a weird individual. It will star Sarah Paulson. I think that might be good.
I don't know. If it's before she worked there, I don't know.
Well, she was a nasty-ass bitch before that.
Okay.
What goes up must go down. But this was a free fall. Taylor Swift's LP Folklore was the fastest-selling LP in 2020 the first 2 weeks, And in the last 10 days, sales have fallen 85%.
Yeah, when it goes up, it must go down. If it doesn't go down in 4 hours, see a doctor.
Huh.
See what they did? Thank you. Thank you. You have...
I'll be hearing that in Cleveland tomorrow morning.
Well, thank you. That's flattering. You have 20 seconds.
It is. It is.
20 seconds.
If you ever go to Southern California, I know you know that Disneyland is a must-see. How, Wim?
And there's always a however in life. 10 seconds.
Before Disneyland was built, there was Knott's Berry Farm, originally built as an old western town with gunfights in the street.
2 seconds.
Great stagecoach rides, train rides with bandits robbing the train.
No seconds.
And Mrs. Knott's Chicken Kitchen. You got to check out Knott's Berry Farm here in SoCal. What'd you say?
I said your time was up 20 seconds ago.
You ran out of time now.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Be safe. Wear your mask. Mike Evans, see you.
Now, see, now, because of that, I have to talk over
the music.
I know.
You hate this spot. I know.
I don't
know.
Like to do that.
I know.
And he knows
that. It's not
better.
Your fault.
No, it's not my fault. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Don't forget, tomorrow's Thursday. Scott Sherman will be in the 4 o'clock hour to help you with your legal stuff at no charge to you. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell them Frank Cusimano sent you.